Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I don't know. I can tell you my reaction. I didn't know anything about the books when I was given a script by Gary Ross, who's a fellow that I admired greatly, and now I'm in awe of, in the thrall of. He had written this script that are you familiar with a film called The Battle of Algiers by Gilo Pontecorvo? It's something that you should look at anyway. It's just it's a wonderful film, and I felt like I had just come out of seeing that. This had the same kind of political possibility, the same kind of revolutionary intent underneath it all in that allegory. And I just wanted to be a part of it. I thought maybe it could motivate, revolutionize, who knows, young people who have been pretty dormant of late.
You know, that's really what struck me most. It's funny that you should say that when I came out of this last night, with all the talk about it's the next Twilight and all the internet nonsense really that's going on, it's like nobody is talking about how relevant this film is.
Oh my God!
With the Occupy movement going on, I mean,
exactly.
She is sort of a one woman Occupy movement fighting the man, isn't she?
And she so beautifully portrays it. You know, Jennifer Lawrence. I said to somebody, she should be called Jennifer Lawrence Olivier. You know, no. She is that
wow.
Great. she's great. She's great. She's a great actor, and because I. This is Joan of Arc. You know, if you've read George Bernard Shaw's St. Joan, he has a preface where he describes Joan as a genius. And Katniss Everdeen, in this Colosseum, this furnace, she becomes, the genius that was always in her, realizes itself. And it's thrilling to see. It's thrilling. How, you know, when Rue dies, and she puts her three fingers up. I just went, oh, God, you know.
It's a stunning performance.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
It's so well written. It's such, I think, such an interesting statement on this reality show world in which we live now.
Yeah.
Also, where sort of this anything goes and, you know, this
place where Rush Limbaugh can call that decent, elegant young woman a slut. How is that possible? And I got to tell you, I live in France. If that were France, he'd be in jail. You know, you're just not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. But anyway, sorry, Catherine.
Is this, of the many films that you've been in, I mean, how would this rank of the films for which you are most proud to have been part of?
You know, I can't actually talk about that. That's like saying, which is your favorite
child? Yeah.
But when I came out of it, I thought Gary had done something that's really difficult to do. Arundhati Roy wrote and won the Booker Prize for her novel, The God of Small Things. And somebody asked her, why won't you let them make a film of it? And she said, it's already a movie in 6 million imaginations. Gary has taken a film that is a movie in millions upon millions of imaginations and made it one film. This reflects absolutely what's in everybody's head. And more than that, he has done something that was not in the book, which he has written those two scenes from my character that talk about hope and fear. And it synthesizes perfectly the intent of the film, the nature of the oligarchy of the privileged and how you control the underclass. I think he's done an extraordinary job.